2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds, 82 degrees.
I-15 delays, Davis and Salt Lake counties. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. It might have started as an innocent prank, but cops in Bountiful aren't treating it that way. They say what happened at a city park caused a big scare. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live in Bountiful with the story. Paul, what happened?
Well, Jeff, investigators say a group of teens caused the panic a little bit by lighting off aerial fireworks inside a bathroom at North Canyon Park last week. Now, they say that people did think that somebody was opening fire at the park. Bountiful Police Lieutenant Troy Killian says they have an idea of who they're looking for.
There was a silver Ford truck seen in the area, that about five or six male juveniles, and they said they saw some furniture in the back of the pickup truck.
Killian says the fireworks are legal to buy, but they were fired off way after people were allowed to do so. He says the recent news of mass shootings have a lot of people on edge, which makes some people think the worst when they hear something like fireworks. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. KSL News Time, 401. Hey, trying to get through the airport fast? Well, Salt Lake's the place, Simone Cycli.
Yeah, Jeff, according to a study, you'll spend less time in the security line at Salt Lake City International Airport than anywhere else. A study by Upgraded Points analyzed TSA data to find that our airport has an average wait time of 9.1 minutes. Now, that is 20 minutes better than number 25-ranked Newark Airport, a minute and a half faster than number 2, Washington Dulles. The worst time to be in the security lines here are Sunday evenings, 11 to midnight. If you are in the airport then, you'll wait around 26 minutes. The study noted that Salt Lake has the shortest wait time on the list by far. And if you ever wanted to visit some national parks, now you have your excuse indeed. UTA has announced major changes to their bus and train routes along the Wasatch Front, and they're hoping it gets you to hop aboard. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has more.
Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski thinks it's tough for a lot of people to use public transportation.
They have to get up at 4 a.m. to get to their job by 7. Like, it's ridiculous. So at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is make sure that people can actually get to buses.
She was at Salt Lake Central today and announcing new routes and more frequent ones along 2nd, 9th, and 21st South, as well as midday service to Tooele. But it's not just the Capitol that'll see changes. Front Runner will have a connector to the Lehigh Tech Corridor, and downtown Ogden now has a free trolley. The Proposition 1 transportation bond is paying for some of these projects. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
He was sentenced to death for killing his sister-in-law and his niece back in 1984, and he's a step closer to execution today. Ron Lafferty's appeal was denied this afternoon in Utah's 10th Circuit. He can appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, but they have decided whether or whether or not they'll take it up. If they won't, Lafferty will face the firing squad. Utah has not executed an inmate with the firing squad since 2010. KSL's top national story this half hour, Hong Kong's airport will resume flights tonight. That's Tuesday morning for those in Hong Kong. This comes after all flights were grounded and departed flights canceled after thousands of demonstrators descended on the international airport today. The Hong Kong International Airport is one of the busiest airports in the world, handing over 1,100 flights daily to 200 destinations. Well, this morning, the Trump administration announced a new regulation that is likely to substantially reduce the number of legal immigrants to the United States. ABC's Serena Marshall has more.
New changes to legal immigration announced by the Trump administration.
Our rule generally prevents aliens who are likely to become a public charge from coming to the United States or remaining here and getting a green card.
U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli told reporters no one factor alone will decide an applicant's case. But immigrant rights groups have already announced their intent to sue and say the rule is about striking fear into their community. Immigrant advocacy group America's Voice said this is a, quote, racial wealth test on immigrant families that sends the message that if you're not white and rich, you're not welcome. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Washington.
Now, an analysis by the nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute found roughly 50% of immigrants who had received legal permanent residence within the past 5 years would not meet the requirements for income at or above 250% of the federal poverty level. The Trump administration's also changing the way it enforces the Endangered Species Act. That protects fish, plants, and wildlife. The new changes will consider economics, not just science, when deciding whether to protect a species. The change is expected to clear the way for oil and gas drilling, mining, and other developments in areas where protected species live. Supporters are applauding less regulation, but critics call the change a disaster at a time when climate change is already a threat to the environment. KSL News Time, 4:05.